Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Asbas Rachel, Shishpizach Refan, Yerzivu Hagon, Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet tells Behemam Kasha Leleid, an animal is having challenge giving birth, Vahoyti Uber's Yadoi, and the fetus put its hand, meaning it stuck one of its legs outside, Vechatocha, and the person cut off that leg, Vachach Shachas Imai, and then he shechted the mother, Habasar Tahar. The meat is Tahar. What does that mean, the meat is Tahar? So we know that when a leg is cut off a regular animal, that's called Aver Benachai, besides the fact it's not allowed to be eaten, it also is Tame, it's considered Nevela. Even though the animal might still be alive, the limb itself is Aver Menachai, it's a limb from a live animal, and has Din of Nevela. Now over here it's different, because since the fetus, the baby, was still inside its mother's stomach, when its leg was cut off, it doesn't have the Din of Aver Menachai, then now it's Metame, the fetus that it came from. We assume that as it was being cut off, it touched the animal that it came from, as would technically should be Metame it, but no, it's not Metame it, because the fetus was still inside its mother's stomach. Now let's say, Shachar Simoy V'Arachatacha, if the mother was Shechted, and then the leg was cut off the fetus, Habasar Maganavela, the Rav Meir says, the meat, meaning the entire fetus, is considered nevela because now the fetus is not part of the animal. Rambam argue, they say maga trefa shchuta. It's considered like a touched trefa shchuta. And mamatzinu betrefa shchuta sam tairaso. Just like we find in the previous paragraph in 2 paragraphs ago, we mentioned that if we have an animal which is a trefa, if it was shechted properly, that's metair it from the din of nevela. It doesn't transmit tuma like a nevela, even though you're not allowed to eat it because it's a trefa. It's still not nevela, so it's shchita's metair it. Af shchita's behema to tairaso ever. So too the shchita of the mother, that's metair the aver, this limb that was cut off. And it's not considered nevela. However, Armalahem Meir told him, "Lo, that's not so, because imtiar shchita shreifa isa. If you're going to metaher the shchita of an actual treifa, that's davar shegufa. That's regarding its body itself. You have an animal which it itself is a treifa, and you shecht it. So now that takes it out of the din of nevela. But the tires aver davar sheino gufa. Are you going to metaher this aver, this limb that was cut off of the fetus? That's not the actual body of the mother. The shchita of the mother shouldn't be metaher the body of the fetus that had the leg cut off of it. And therefore, Rav Meir disagrees with the chum's." Now we discuss this din that we've been taking for granted. How do we know the shechita of a trefa is metaharit and it's not considered nevela? Actually, we should say the opposite. The same way that a non-kosher animal is not allowed to be eaten, a trefa is also not allowed to be eaten, and therefore we should say that just like a non-kosher animal, shechita is not metaharit. Just because you shechted a horse, that doesn't make it not nevela. So too a trefa, shechita shouldn't be metaharit, it should still be considered nevela. Says the Mishnah Loi, that's not so. It's different because if you want to say this by non-kosher animal, the reason why shechita doesn't take away its din of nevela, that's shaloi haisola shasa kosher. It never had a time that it was kosher, that it was proper, that it was fitting to be able to be eaten, because a non-kosher animal is never allowed to be eaten. Timer betrefa, but you can say the same applies by trefa, shahaisola shasa kosher. It had a time that it was able to be eaten before it developed this health issue, this problem that made it a trefa. It was actually perfectly fine, and therefore shechita is metaret. Ask the Mishnah, toilcha mashe vesa, why don't you take that which you just brought, meaning the logic that you just used can be used against you, because Arisha know the trefa min abata minayin. How do you know that if it was born as a trefa, it was born with a defect that made it a trefa, how do you know that shechita is metaher from nevela? Maybe it shouldn't be. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not so, because ema marta behema tameya, if you want to say this din applies to a non-kosher animal, the shechita is not metaher and still considered nevela, that's shekein ein bemina shechita. It doesn't even have anything of its type which could be shechted. There is no non-kosher animal that if it's shechted, you're allowed to eat it. But tamer betrefa, are you going to say this applies to a trefa, even if it was born as a trefa, sheyesh b'mina shchita, its type does have shchita that's allowed, even though this particular animal they were talking about was born as a trefa, so it was never permitted to be eaten, but its type, its species, cattle and flock, sheep, goats, cows, bulls, whatever it is, as a general rule, they are allowed to be eaten. So for this one, even though it was born with a defect that made it a trefa, shchita is metaret. Says the Mishnah, if that's true, ben shmoyna chai, an 8-month-old baby that's alive, we know that by large animals, they have a 9-month pregnancy, and Chazal say that if they give birth after 8 months, even though we see that the animal is alive, it's not considered a ben kayama, it's considered like it's halachically dead. So in such a case, ein shchita semitarasai, its shchita is not metaret, lefisha ein bemina shchita, because it doesn't have anything in its category which is allowed by shchita, because no animals that are born after 8 months are considered alive halachically, and shchita is not metaret any of them, therefore they would all be considered nevela. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, going back to the din that we started out the parak with, namely when a mother animal shechted and a baby animal is found inside, how it does not require shechita. So here we get to some details. Hashechas abhema, someone shechted an animal, umatza ba ben shmoyna chai oy meis oy ben tisha meis, and a fetus was found inside. What was it? It was either an 8-month-old fetus that was alive or dead, or it was a 9-month-old fetus but it was dead. In all these situations, no problem. The shechita, the mother, permits this fetus that was found inside, and kairoi umatzi es damai. All that has to be done is that this baby animal is torn open, the blood has to be drained because we're still not allowed to eat blood, but if you besides for that, the fetus does not require shechita. It just could be cut up, no problem, and it's allowed to be eaten. You could put in your chalin. Now here we have machlokes. Matza ben tesha chai. Let's say it was a 9-month-old baby and it was alive. So ton shechita. It does require shechita. That's because according to this Tana, whom we're going to see in a moment as Reb Meir, he holds that it's not considered part of the mother. So the shechita of the mother has nothing to do with this baby. Therefore, it requires shechita. And mechayev ba'oseh ba'oseh benoi. It also has this din of oseh benoi. Divrei Meir's or Meir's opinion. Oseh benoi is a din of the Torah that tells us that we're not allowed to shech the mother and the child on the same day. So the mother was shechted, and then we find this baby. We can't shech that on the same day because considered like two separate animals. Whereas the Chacham say that no, shechitas imi mitarosoi. The shechita of the mother is mitaret since it was found inside the mother when the mother was shechted. This baby animal does not need to be shechted. Now Reb Shimon Shazuri even adds on to this. Afilu ben shmoyne shanim v'charish besada. Even if this animal that was found inside its mother wasn't killed right away, they raised it on the farm. It's 8 years old. It's plowing in the field, so it looks like a regular animal for all intents and purposes. Shechitas imi mitarosoi. The shechita of its mother was mitaret, and all that has to be done is that its blood has to be drained. So there's no din of shechita. Nothing has to be done. You could just kill it whichever which way, drain the blood, and it could be eaten, no problem. Here's one more din. Kura'a umatzo ben tesha chai. If the mother was torn open, meaning the mother was not shechted, and when they opened her up, they found that she had a 9-month-old baby that was alive, the ton shechita, that baby does require shechita, l'fishal en shechita imai, because the mother was never shechted, and so it doesn't have this din applied to it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss it with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.